I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kick off NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today. Get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. All you got to do is place your first $5 bet. Sign up with promo code 2400 to get in on the action, and then you can turn game day into payday all season long. And the best part, take that 150 in free bets. There's big games every weekend, ones you'll have big opinions on, and you can get on your way. Play your way. Bet on more than just the final score. Wager on everything from touchdowns to total yards to catches. You name it, FanDuel's got more markets than anybody. You can even combine your bets for a chance of a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code 2400. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
We've got our take cannons loaded and ready. Absolutely dominant on deep routes. Absolutely dominant on short
the
routes.
The boys are back, baby.
Excellent separation against man coverage.
It's Reception Perception, the show.
Yo, what's cracking, everybody? James Coe, Matt Harmon here with you. You're listening to Reception Perception,
the show.
Matt Harmon, how are you doing as we enter into week number three?
Well, man, I'm feeling great coming off a huge Aaron Jones game. I know we mostly talk wide receivers on this podcast, of course, but I spent all summer, you know, saying like Aaron Jones was a great second round pick, the perfect second round pick at certain times. He's on all my fantasy teams. He's also on my, this first year my mom has ever played fantasy football. Yeah. Oh my God. Mom's league. Outrageous. He's on her fantasy team. He's on my sister's fantasy team. And they're both giving me grief after week one for frickin' Aaron Jones. So I am very happy to see Aaron Jones get back in the box a couple of times. So I'm feeling good heading into week number three here.
Hey, listen, you know, family leagues notwithstanding. I know previously on a previous episode, we had talked about stud wide receivers kind of lifting offenses. I think today's focus, I really wanted to focus on groups of wide receivers that are really good, that are clearly elevating the passing game and kind of sort of elevating the play of their quarterbacks. And I wanted to start in Miami. I know we had talked about Tyreek Hill lifting what we saw there in South Beach, but listen, man, you can't talk about South Beach right now without talking about the duo, the dynamic duo of Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. Holy hell, in fantasy football, I cannot remember. I was too lazy to look this up. I can't remember ever seeing two wide receivers go for a 40 spot in the same damn game.
Well, you're probably correct on that because Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill are the only pair of wideouts with 170 plus yards and two touchdowns apiece in the same game since at least 1950. I saw that from our former colleague, Rich Eisen of the NFL Network this weekend. So hilarious to call us colleagues of Rich Eisen, you know, given our... given our status at the network and his. But hey, we were in the makeup room getting makeup together at the same time one time, me and Rich Eisen. So you know what? I'll go ahead and say former colleague Rich Eisen of the NFL Network. So you're probably right. You probably haven't seen that very often because it has never been done before, apparently.
There you go. All right. 11 catches on 13 targets for Tyreek, 190 and 2 touchdowns for the Cheetah. And then for Mr. Waddle, 11 catches on 19 targets for Jalen Waddle, 171, 2 touchdowns. You know what's even more impressive about that, man? Like, Tyreek Hill's battling cramps all game. Like, that's just crazy. Yeah. This dude's just out there battling cramps. Like, I thought when he left the game again, I thought it was like, there's no way he's coming back, dude. Like, there's just no way. Like, the human body can't respond. He just comes right back out and just starts catching balls again. You're like, yo, this man is superhuman. He's not human. That's what it is. These guys are not human. Their after catchability, especially for Jalen Waddle, is just something outrageous, dude.
I mean, I couldn't agree with more of everything you just said. This is... there are a lot of really good wide receiver duos in the NFL. There's so many good receiver duos in the NFL, so many receiver groups overall. We'll talk about a few of like kind of up and coming ones, but you know, this is a new one, the Hill Waddle duo. And I certainly think that even if you don't want to say they're the best, I think you probably have to say they're the most dynamic duo of wide receivers right now because of the unique speed that they both bring to the table. I mean, Tyreek Hill is probably, you know, again, I don't think he's the best receiver in football. I would rank a few guys ahead of him, but he's certainly the most like dynamic guy from a speed perspective. And Jalen Waddle too. There's a lot of different ways we could go with this, Jalen Waddle is extremely fast. You know, he was number one in success rate versus man coverage among those prospects coming into the league in 2021. You know, so he was a guy who could win at all levels. And I think that was something that his rookie year reception perception profile showed, which about a 70% success rate versus man number. I actually don't even think he was really healthy throughout his rookie year. I think there were some times where he took a little bit to get sped up, but you saw in his route success rate chart that, oh, okay, Jalen Waddle can, you know, burn, man. Like, he can get down the field. That little pop gun role that they had him playing as a rookie was not really indicative of his full skill set. Like, Jalen Waddle can rip it down the field on the nine route, on the corner route, on the out route in the vertical game. Those are really strong routes. He just wasn't used there as a rookie. He's getting used there now, right? And I think that one of the things that I discounted coming into this year was the clarity and vision of this Miami coaching staff from an offensive standpoint, because, you know, Mike McDaniel and the boys coming over, like, they've clearly just, they've built this identity around these two receivers. One of the things I said coming into this year was that if both Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill from a fantasy perspective were going to pay off their ADPs, one of two things had to happen. Either Tua had to take a massive leap forward, or these two guys are going to have to be the only relevant pass catchers in Miami. And honestly, both of those things might have come true at this point. In week two, 88% of the air yards combined went to Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. 64% of the targets combined to just those two guys. So, and I think Tua has taken a step forward. We can kind of talk more Tua in a second, but one thing I think that I discounted was Jalen Waddle was not going to be in this same little pop gun role, despite the fact that he was playing with the same quarterback. Because what was the thing with Brian Flores in Miami? And, you know, obviously I think we all can kind of agree that Brian Flores maybe got a bad rap there at the end of his tenure in Miami, but
for sure,
one thing that was a problem with him was he was constantly cycling offensive coordinators, would have like multiple offensive coordinators on the same, you know, who was calling plays. You never had any idea. There might've been up to like three guys with equal standing in the room there in the final year of Miami. So I think the fact they have clarity of vision, the fact they have clarity about these two guys being your best players, it's just so dangerous. It's just impossible to try to cover these two guys together, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, and we're seeing the results of that.
I know it's not going to hold up, you know, but it's just kind of like, it is fun to like look at like the on-pace stuff just because it's so outrageous.
Yeah.
But Jalen Waddle is on pace for 2,040 yards, 26 touchdowns. Tyreek Hill is on pace for 162 receptions, 2,400 yards and 17 touchdowns. A pair of wide receivers both on pace right now for 2,000 plus, bro. Like, What? Get out of here. This is outrageous. It's out of bounds. It's Chris Carter, Randy Moss. It's Ike Bruce, Torrey Holt. This right. is like, it's not a Batman and Robin. It's Batman and Batman. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, this is an unbelievable pair. And you talk about ranking those pairs. Bro, like, there is no one else. Like, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, that's a good pair. That's a very, very good pair. T. Higgins is not on this level yet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, it's yeah. just not fair. It's not fair what these guys are doing. And you know what has sneakily helped them, too, is that they have struggled somewhat to run the ball. And yeah. Mike McDaniel, you know, being the coach that he is, he's like, you know what? Okay, we're not running the ball that well. So you know what? We're just going to get the ball into our playmakers' hands, and we're just going to do that over and over and over and over again. And I think it's just so smart. You know, like, there are certain players where it's just like, I mean, look at Indianapolis. Goddamn, like, Jonathan Taylor couldn't get the damn ball. Like, why yeah. is this happening? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so, it's mind-boggling when some of these coaches get away from some of their best players. And for Mike McDaniel to kind of force feed Tyreek and Waddle over and over and over again. I think both of these guys clearly have elevated the play of Tua. I think they've also kind of unlocked something in Tua as well, which is kind of like, is he throwing the best footballs? No way. Like, he's underthrowing balls. He's overthrowing. It's fine, but who cares? You know what? The one thing yeah. that I had a real big problem with Tua was that he couldn't pull the trigger. Now mm-hmm. he don't care. Like, he's right. just like, screw it. I'm throwing it to my guys, and like, I'm going to let them go make plays, which I love. I love that about what he's doing right now.
He very much looks like, from an aggressiveness standpoint, Alabama Tua, which I think is really cool to see, because he's also not getting like the best protection in the entire world either. Their offensive line is not 100% healthy. You know, they just put right. their starting right tackle, Austin Jackson, on short-term IR heading into that right. Ravens game. And I will say, the Ravens have to get partial credit for giving this huge game up to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. That Dude. Back end is not fixed. I mean, they're dealing with injuries back there. You know, Marcus Peters is on a pitch count. He got roasted. Yeah. Kyle Hamilton, their rookie kind of box safety nickel defender guy, he got torched a couple of times too. Not looking great so far.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From that perspective with the Ravens defense. But just last thing on Tua here, you know, it is kind of one of those things where he's not, is he Justin Herbert throwing the deep pass? Is he Patrick Mahomes throwing the deep pass? No, but the results are, the results are there. He is absurdly efficient. So much better on just like straight throwing go routes right now, because he's got Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. I'm like, why do you go out and get those two guys?
I know.
It's to cut the margin for error. You know, we could sit here in like a hypothetical world and be like, well, if Tua was just throwing to this receiver and this receiver from a vertical standpoint, would he be efficient? No, because he's not a great deep passer. Well, who gives a damn? He's not throwing to those guys. He is, for the next at least like what, 2-3 years, gonna be throwing to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. So great, that's the result that you got to grade it on right there, is what is actually happening on the field. And so far through 2 weeks, the results look pretty damn good.
We're really gonna find out what they're made of, this passing attack is really made of, when they take on Buffalo there in week 3. By the way, to your point, Baltimore led this game 35-14, a 21-point lead with 13 minutes to go. Next Gen Stats had Baltimore winning this game with they had a win percentage of like 99% expected win. Right? It was like 99%, and somehow, some way, Miami pulls out this game. Is so crazy. One last random note. Yeah, go ahead.
We should be talking about, in this game, we should be talking about like the Lamar Jackson show. He had an incredible game. Right. You know, the Lamar Jackson, like, he had a 79-yard touchdown school. In this game.
Yeah.
He had a 79-yard touchdown, which was the longest of his career. I think he has now 1,100-yard rushing games, which surpassed Michael Vick for the most in NFL history for a quarterback. Like, we should be talking about that game for Lamar Jackson and, like, Rashad Bateman emerging as this monster big play threat. Like, the passing attack looks awesome in Baltimore, and we're not talking about any of that because the defense. Like, Lamar needs to go have a conversation with the defense and be like, hey guys, you really screwed this one up for me.
Which is so random to see that really from a Harbaugh, you know, team. Last year was, you know, you give them a pass because, oh my God, just the injuries were just everywhere. But man, if they start getting a little bit healthier, this team is a little bit scary. By the way, that was the first rushing touchdown for Lamar Jackson in an entire year, which was pretty crazy when I discovered that. Also, random note in Baltimore. Yesterday I found out, I don't know how I didn't know this, but Devin Duvernay and Kyler Murray are cousins. I did not know that. That was a very random note.
Did not know that either.
So there you go. Very athletic family there with Devin Duvernay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.